Action on the way next, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. We'll welcome in the United Way coming up in just a bit.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and good morning. It is a Community Connection, and back in for another visit. Let's start first of all with Paige Kimry from the United Way. Yeah, the fun drive continues. I assume everything's still doing well.
Yeah, we are still trying to reach our $2.3 million goal this campaign. We're about a little over 30% of the way there, so we still have a long way to go so that we can fight for our agencies and, you know, help them improve our community.
$2.3 million. Yes. That's a sizable goal, but you know, and we say this every year, Bartlesville is a giving community.
They are, yeah. We're very fortunate to live in a community that really rallies together and wants to make an impact.
Yeah, and I love the idea of fighting for what you need to get done, because I think it is sometimes, yeah, it is a bit of a struggle because you've got people who are fighting to get out of poverty for generational issues there.
Yeah.
You've got youngsters who want to be involved in programs like the Boy Scouts or like what's going on at the YMCA. You've got the Red Cross that are there on whatever's going on. Whenever disaster happens, the Red Cross is there.
Yes.
But they've got blood drives. They've got other things that are going on as well. And then you've got agencies that are there, like elder care, that are giving flu shots and doing all the things that they do on a regular basis as well.
Yeah, so we are out there every day fighting for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community, whether that is a child who's going to the Boys and Girls Club of NOWADA, of Bartlesville, or Salvation Army, but then all the way up to those that are in daybreak of elder care, just all throughout the different stages of life.
Yeah, and it's always fun when you increase the thermometer.
Yes.
It's traditional. It's been going on for decades.
It's just
the process really hasn't changed other than,
exactly,
you know, across the country. It was that sign in the town square or at the major intersection in town, and you got out the red paint and took that thermometer up a little bit back when it was still a community chest organization.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And so we really do. We need the community to help us continue to raise that thermometer because we have a long way to go. But I know we can do it with the community's help.
Well, I know you can too. And of course, we've got a couple of representatives from programs in, and Stevie Williams has already parked herself in front of the microphone from Elder Care. Good morning, Stevie. How's it going today?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
And I know we get to talk about some of the programs and services and people that attend programs at Elder Care on a regular basis. I get to go out to your Good, the Bad, and the Barbecue once a year and have some fun out at the Mullendore Crossbell Ranch and help in some way to raise some money to get things going on for what you do. But of course, the United Way does a lot for you, too.
The United Way does a lot for elder care, in particular our Daybreak program, case management, and our in-home care. Our Daybreak program is one of our stable programs that we've had since the beginning of elder care in 1983, and it really helps people with finding a sense of purpose, social interaction, even nutritious meals while they're there during the day.
Yeah, and I mean, so there are some people who are very active folks that well into their senior years that are going and doing all the time. Others need that social interaction because maybe the extended family isn't here, or they are not involved in every community organization in town, and they need to get out and spend some time with other people.
Right. People attend Daybreak for a variety of reasons. Like you said, some people just come for the social interaction. They enjoy the friendships that are formed. They enjoy the art projects that they can participate in, fitness, Bible study. They even play group games and do daily trivia. But some people come because they have dementia or Alzheimer's, and it also gives their families peace of mind to know that their loved ones are being out and social and taking part in those activities, but in a safe environment.
Well, and I have to believe sometimes it's both husband and wife that attend. Others, it might just be one party or the other. And if for one individual, it gives them a fun 2 or 3 or 4 days out of the week to go do something while the other party is getting stuff done around the house or whatever their situation might be.
Right. The nice thing about Daybreak is it's very flexible. Some people attend one day a week, or you can attend up to 5 days a week. And because Daybreak is open from 7:30 to 5:30, sometimes even maybe a participant's loved one works full time, and so they can drop them off in the morning, go to work during the day, and then come back at the end of the evening and pick up their loved one after they've spent the day at Daybreak.
And of course, the friendships that they develop are frequently friendships that they've had for a long time, but there are also people that they haven't met that just show up on a particular, I don't care, Tuesday, and you get to meet somebody new.
That's right. It's really fun to listen to the stories of our Daybreak participants, because they find a lot of that they have a lot in common with fellow participants. Maybe they were both in the Navy during the same time period, or maybe they both grew up in a small town and have similar experiences, you know, living on a farm during their childhood years. So they have a lot in common, and that's really fun for them to discover those commonalities.
Yeah. Now I know this is not necessarily part of the United Way part, but I want to remind folks that you still have your flu shot program going on, I think it's Thursdays, right?
Tuesdays.
That's tomorrow. Okay.
So tomorrow, we have two Tuesdays left in October. So tomorrow, and then also on October 30th, and the times are from 9 to 12 and 1 to 4, and we have the regular dose and the high dose available.
The high dose is recommended for those over 65. Check with your doctor to be sure.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's a great program. And, of course, if you are Medicare eligible, then there's no charge, as I recall. The rest of us, it's a cash price.
That's right. It's if you're on Medicare, then you just present your Medicare card, no charge to you. Cash price is $30 for the regular and $60 for the high dose.
Either way, it's a great deal, and it's something that's recommended from age 6 months up, but particularly for seniors. Again, check with your doctor, but in general, the high dose is what's recommended.
Yes.
What else is going on at Elder Care?
Well, we have our Golden Opportunities program, which is our social networking group. This Thursday, October 25th, we'll have our Golden Hour, which is a free social event from 5:30 to 6:30. And we have a few trips coming up. We have an Amish dinner on November 1st. December 7th, we're going to go to the Festival of Nativity. And we have an education class, basket weaving, mm-hmm. with somebody from the Cherokee Nation that will be coming up and teaching that class. That's always a lot of fun.
It sounds like it would be. It sounds like it doesn't matter whether you are an expert basket weaver or have never tried it and you have 10 thumbs on your hands. The fun of doing it as a group, I think, would be what is the best part about that one.
Yes, and you get to go home with your own basket.
There you go. Sounds like a great deal. But Elder Care, you are there supporting the community with all kinds of things, from the Bohan Health Care Center to health screenings and everything else. So it's a great part of what goes on in our community.
Right.
Well, specifically, if the United Way funding, let's say for some reason or other, I don't think it's going to happen at all, but I try to always draw this point. It is the funding you get from United Way that makes you financially able to do all the things you do in the community.
That's right. Especially with our Daybreak program, that's a big supporter that the United Way supports Elder Care. And then the other programs, case management, that's where we can be an advocate for people's well-being, and we can help in the home too through our in-home services. And in addition to those programs, like you said, we have the W.R. Bohan Senior Health Clinic, we have physical therapy, we have Brighter Living Home Services, and our Golden Opportunities Program.
I was going to ask about Brighter Living, because I think that is something that, let's say, doesn't always get the public notice, just because it's a relatively new program. You've only had it for, I don't know, 5 or 6, as opposed to 30 or 40 years for Daybreak.
Right.
But it's an opportunity for someone to come into a senior's home, on a basis that you decide how many times to go help out with some things around the house. It could be a companionship, could be setting out medications or runs of the grocery store or whatever you're asking them to do.
Right. That's the great thing about Brighter Living Services, is it's very flexible. We can go into the home, like you said, help with meal preparation, housekeeping, grocery shopping, but then we can also provide that transportation to where we can go and take people to their doctor's appointments, and even go into the appointment with the client, which is kind of nice to be able to be that extra eyes and ears when you're at your doctor's appointment. But really, the whole program can be catered to the needs of the client.
And I think that's a great opportunity for people to get that need, whether the support network, whether the extended family is all right here in town, or whether they're spread out all over the country. It's a great opportunity. That's one of the programs that we are talking with. And just for those that don't know, and I can't think of anybody that wouldn't, but, you know, you are on Swan Drive, let's just say just around the corner from Walmart.
Yes, 1223 Swan Drive.
Okay. Again, Stevie, thanks so much for what you do, and thanks for allowing the United Way to help you out with their contributions. If you'd like to direct your United Way contribution to elder care, that's one of the things you can do, and we'll talk donor intent a little later on, but that's something that is important to the United Way.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we want to best use the funds that our donors give us, so...
Okay, we will take a short break and continue on a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our Community Connection, focusing on the people and the services of the programs of the United Way. And, of course, the United Way does fund programs. While we talk about United Way agencies in the past, really what we're talking about is specific programs.
Yes.
That these agencies have come to you and say, we need help with this and this and this.
Yeah, so our goal is we go out and we fundraise for our different agencies so that we can provide them the funds to go and do these programs. So we are just helping them so that they can do the groundwork and they can really affect the people, and we can give them the funds to do that.
And then, of course, you also provide the overall oversight. After the program is over, mm-hmm. after the year, or at least once every 12 months, you kind of get back to that question and answer session with the community resources people to come in.
Yeah.
and validate these needs. And also the programs get to come in and say, you know, with the money you gave us this year compared to what we did last year, we grew 150% or whatever the number is.
Yeah, so that's something that's really unique to United Way, is that we actually have community members come in and they look at each program and see, okay, how are these funds being used for each agencies? And that way we know that the funds that we give each agency is actually being used to the best that it can be.
And one of the newer agencies that's part of the fund drive, the Boys and Girls Club of Nowatus, Treasurer Standiford, thanks for coming in this morning. You have been in the program now for about 5 years?
That's correct. We've been an agency for three.
Okay.
But we've been a part of other programs that United Way has offered. So.
Yeah, it's through a challenge grant and a few things like that to get you started.
That's right, through the venture process. Mm-hmm. And we thank United Way every day for allowing us that opportunity, because without United Way, our Boys and Girls Club just would not be as good as it is today. So.
And yet you've got more you can do. You know, if more resources, a better building, whatever we're talking about, the mission is not done yet.
That's right. It's not. And one of the things I can say about United Way is we've really been able to expand our programs. Two in particular, our academic program, it's called STICKER, mm-hmm. Student Tutoring Knowledge Retention. And it really dives into the background of each and every child that we serve after school and during the summer months. Gives us an opportunity to really figure out what path they're on educationally and find out what their needs are in specific to each and every child. Gives us an opportunity to really dive in and figure out how we're going to move them forward in their education. What are their next steps? We work extremely closely with the school, and United Way was able to come in and help us figure out how we're going to do that and what are the best steps in doing that. And with their funding and what they've been able to do for us, we've really expanded that. And 100% of the kids that are coming after school and during the summer get that opportunity now.
And that's the good part. I mean, it's not 50, it's not 75, it's not 82.5%.
That's right.
You know, you're getting them all.
That's right. We are. And we're super proud of that. We really hold our academics and those programs to a higher standard. And we want to see our kids meet those expectations and have a plan for the future. And we're able to do that each and every day.
But that means that you've got to work hard to dig deep in each youngster and say what makes this one tick? What motivates this one? Is it the robotics? Is it the reading biographies of famous people? It is literally, are they a math whiz? What makes them work?
That's right. So we work very closely with the teachers at NOWADA and the staff, the site principals, and we focus on what they're focusing on. We get a chance after school to work one-on-one with these children in a setting that allows us to separate them by grade. Mm-hmm. And so every second grader or every third grader, every fifth grader, whatever it is, they're in a classroom together focusing on what that grade is focusing on. And it gives us an opportunity to just sit down with that kid, those parents, that teacher, and figure out how this kid is working, what they need one-on-one, or how they're doing in a group setting. It just allows us to be able to give that kid the one-on-one time that they deserve.
You know, a lot of people listening to us this morning might think that would be a pretty quiet time in your building with all that studying going on. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to say that's the noisiest part of the day.
Yes, so it is. We've hit over 1,000 kids in serving this year thus far, and so we're looking forward to finishing out the year with serving even more. So not only are we hosting those academic programs that we have, but we also have a huge program, which is our feeding program, in particular to United Way, our backpack program. We serve kids food over the weekend so that they're not going home without that and coming back to school on Monday morning really hungry and unable to focus. So we have lots of programs. Like I said, our academics and our food programs are our two biggest programs, but we have mentoring programs and physical activity programs, lots of things that we give our kids an opportunity to open up with, have a lot of social interaction with. We give them peer time. We give them adult time. We have caring adults who come in our building every day who want to spend time with our kiddos and just gives them a time to have someone to look up to. We bring young adults and high school students into the Boys and Girls Club as well. Anyone from their football team to the basketball kids and anybody that's participating in activity, all of our kids always look up to them. So it's nice to get them in our building as well.
Yeah, it's that they're a student, but they're a senior student. Model that you got them coming in as junior staff, so to speak.
That's right. That's right. And we have a really great Keystone program. So it's where our older kids that attend our teen center are there to provide leadership opportunities, and they're a part of our mentoring program. So these kiddos are coming into our youth center, and they're hanging out, and they're mentoring, and they're shooting hoops with our younger kiddos, and it really drives the passion for keeping our kids engaged. We have done a really good job of having our youth center kids transition to our teen center. We're averaging almost 50 teenagers every single day at our Boys and Girls Club Teen Center, and so it gives our younger kids something to look forward to. It's better... different programs. They get to explore more. They're going to colleges. They're doing different things like that. So our younger kids are really seeing that, and they're inspired by the opportunities our older kids have.
When I hear you talking about those backpacks that go home over the weekend, just because other agencies talk about similar programs, and I have to believe that you're not only looking at the nutritional needs of that youngster, but realizing that there's three or four other brothers and sisters in the house that maybe they're going to be, for lack of a better word, sharing some of those
That's
things
right.
you're sending home.
Yeah, they are. And our teachers and schools do a really good job. So we don't only serve NOWADA schools. We serve NOWADA, Oklahoma Union and South Coffeyville schools in NOWADA County with that backpack program. And so our teachers and the site individuals that we work with do a really good job of sharing, whether those kids have siblings or younger siblings not in school yet, or if they have older siblings, or just a family that's in need. So then we can take that back and prepare the amount that we need for each backpack to go home with each child. That way there's enough at home, and they're getting the nutritional value that they need to survive over the weekend.
How much do you depend on those United Way dollars?
Oh, it's so important. I can't stress enough. I'm always telling them how much we appreciate them, and becoming an agency has really allowed us an opportunity to grow in that. When you know that you're literally saving the lives of young people, there's no better feeling than that. And so United Way plays a very vital role in us being able to provide that opportunity for those kids.
And of course, I know when we talk United Way, yes, we talk about give. That's important.
Yes.
The dollars are things you can measure. But
yes.
There's also that other advocate, participate, yes, volunteer. That all goes into what United Way is asking for.
Yeah, and I urge anyone listening, if they don't, you know about United Way, or they, you know, they're hearing these stories about elder care and Boys and Girls Club of NOADA, that just want to learn more, we encourage you to go to our website, bartlesvilleuw.org, go to our Facebook, or even stop on by, and we can tell you more about the programs that we help support and how they're affecting our community.
Wait a minute, Treasure and Stevie need volunteers?
Yeah, they do. I'm sure they would love volunteers. And that's another way. You can volunteer at our agencies. You can support us by donating. And then you can also just advocate.
Okay. So again, giving, while many businesses do a payroll deduct.
Yes.
That's not the only way you can do it.
No. You can also just go to our website, and there's a donate button. You can just donate there. You can come on in, and you can fill out a pledge card, or you can call by phone.
And I know there is a segment of the population that works for businesses that match those donations.
Yes, and that makes a big impact.
And in general, who fills out that match paperwork? That's the donor, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and then I think they just send it over to their HR department, and they handle it. And that, I mean, their dollars go a long way. So,
but, you know, again, but if you are one of those folks that that has that form that you need to fill out, be sure and check the requirements.
Yes.
If the requirement is, I don't care, $50, and I'm making up numbers because I don't know.
Yes.
If the requirement is $50, don't give $45.
Yes. I don't think there is a requirement.
Okay.
I think it's just give anything that you can. We're appreciative of every little amount. And because last year, the donor dollars helped $26,000 people in our community through our different agencies. And so that's 2 out of 5 people in our communities. And that's a huge difference that we're making. And we couldn't do it without our donor dollars.
Check your Facebook page, because
yes,
a lot of announcements come out there.
Yes.
And also just profiles of people like Treasure,
yes,
and Stevie, and what's going on in those agencies.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you so much for
coming
in this morning.
Thank you.
Again, check out their website, bartlesvilleuw.org.
Yes.
I'll get it right in a second here. go again, check out the Facebook page, or ask your HR person, how can I give?
Yes, we'd appreciate it.
That's the Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Community Connection brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma and by Tallgrass Motors, 5 minutes before 9.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey.